Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one on this Thursday, June 20th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Recapping the events of things that have happened this week here in Antrim County. And I'm sure this is happening in your county as well. Vicky's campaign sent out 6,413 mailers in the U.S. Post Office in people's mailboxes. Most of them were received on Monday or yesterday, Tuesday, generating a letter email from the Road Commission yesterday. Signs have been placed in everywhere in Antrim County. I have hit every single major highway, state highway, state and U.S. streets, roads in Antrim County. U.S. 31 on the west side from Grand Traverse County Town Line Road all the way up through Banks Township, actually into Antrim, meeting almost Charlevoix County in Ellsworth at the Frisky Farm Market. 31 is covered. I have 11 4x4s on U.S. 31. U.S. 131 at the county line there in Mancelona, all the way up to Charlevoix. I have 14 4x4s there. M32, M66, M88, 94 4x4s spread out over the entire county. I did every single one of them. I pounded in the 6.5-foot T-post that we bought at Tractor Supply. I put 8 zip ties, 4 on each side, 120-pound strength wide band zip ties to hold them in place. We purchased solar panel-powered lights, stake lights you put in the ground. When it gets dark here in Antrim County, her signs light up. Yard signs. People's yards all across Antrim County. I talked to one county commissioner, our county commissioner, actually, Jairus Rubing. I said, I'm down to my last 4 4x4s. Do you have any good main road locations that I can put them at? And I'm done. He said, Randy, you've got Vicky signs everywhere. I have never seen a campaign that has so many signs for a county race in the history of my life. He said, if it came to signs, Vicky would get 100% of the vote. The other four candidates wouldn't get any because I'm not even seeing their signs. Then we get a letter signed by Bert Thompson, who's on vacation yesterday. Going back to his letter, the Antrim County Road Commission policy requires any signs be placed outside of the road right away. This includes both advertising signs and political signs. MDOT policy, not Michigan state statute, not Michigan compiled law, MDOT policies, which are declaratory rules. Remember the rules of the health department that shut down the Iron Pig, took Ian Murphy's liquor license, shut his restaurant down, threatened him with jail time? It was a bureaucratic agency of the health department that had a policy. Well, in this letter, he says MDOT policy states that political signs must be placed 30 feet from the edge of the roadway, the white line. That's not true. It's 33 feet from the center of the line, not the edge of the roadway. That is a bald-faced lie. State highways, M32, M66, M88, U.S. 31, and U.S. 131 included. Signs shall not be placed next to traffic control devices or in intersections where vision is obstructed. That is a very key point for you to listen to. What is a traffic control device? The two-post yellow signs that show a T-bone intersection or a curve. As long as your sign is below the traffic sign and does not obstruct vision, it's legal. It says it right in the letter. Signs shall not be placed next to control devices, or in intersections where vision is obstructed. Her sign is a 2x2 with a little tiny H wire. It's no more than 30 inches, maybe 35 inches off the ground. The sign is over my head, and I'm 6'3". That 35-inch yard sign in between the two posts, where I take out my electric trimmer, it's really cool, no gas, two sets of batteries. I've got a converter in the Yukon that charges the batteries with 110 powered outlet coming out of the cigarette lighter. The battery dies. I plug it in, charge it, plug the other backup battery in. I'm out there trimming the grass, the weeds, the poison ivy of their signs, leveling it to the ground, very nicely, professionally installing yard signs under it. In closing, Bert Thompson, who's on vacation, signed this letter yesterday, says, please make sure you locate your signs accordingly and have them moved if they do not comply with the policies mentioned above. The Road Commission and or MDOT may remove signs it deems are not compliant. These signs will be kept at either the Road Commission or MDOT facility for 7 days and then discarded. You throw away one of my signs, and I will have you prosecuted. State election law states that you must contact the campaign. Make them aware that their sign is non-compliant with your quote-unquote rules and give them the opportunity to fix it, to move it. You touch my sign, I'm going to file a complaint with the sheriff. I'm taking it to the prosecutor, and I'm going to ask him to press charges against you per our Michigan election laws. Your MDOT policies, your declaratory rulings, cannot violate our state election laws. We have laws regarding MDOT, Randy. Yes, we do. We have laws giving you certain authorities to maintain our roads. You cannot touch personal private property, especially election signs. We have election laws that allow us to put them up there 30 days before voting starts. These are the facts, folks. And if you get a letter from your road commission using MDOT rules and policies, you need to go and have a meeting with them. My meeting's at 1 o'clock today, and I'm recording it. Now, I need you guys to do me a favor. If you're listening right now, I need you to do me a favor before my 1 o'clock meeting. I need you to call the Antrim County Road Commission. I'm going to give up the phone number right now. What I need you to do is I need you to call them and tell them that you've driven through Antrim County and Vicky Signs has not obstructed any of your vision. If you haven't driven through Antrim County, tell them that you know Randy Bishop personally. You know that I know the laws. I know the statutes. I know the rules. And I'm sure Randy did not put any of Vicky's signs in any way of obstructing vision on the corners, intersections, and traffic control devices. You ready for the phone number? Type it into your phone right now. Pull out your phone. 231-487-8521. Again, 231-587-8521. Call them right now. Tell them you know that those signs of Victoria Bishop's for County Clerk in Antrim are not blocking or obstructing any views. Do it as a personal favor to me and Vicky. If you'd like me to text you the number, just text me RC for Road Commission. And I'll text you back a clickable, dialable link, 231-587-8521. Call them, blow up their phones, leave a message. If they don't answer, leave a voicemail. Trucker Randy knows the laws. Trucker Randy knows the rules. Trucker Randy is not putting any signs that blocks anybody's vision or obstructs any views. Can you do that for me? because my meeting's at 1 o'clock, and I'd love for them to have like 100 or 150 voicemails from you guys. Even though I only have 9 listeners, I'd like you guys to do that for me. Rod says, can you share that information about the laws? Just Google it. Michigan compiled law, election signs. As soon as you Google that, it'll pull it right up. Clayton up in Pickford, Michigan wants the phone number, 231 dot. I put the dots in instead of dashes because this makes it a clickable, dialable link. 587 dot 8521. Kelly Sexton probably will be answering the phone. Be very nice to her. She's a sweetheart of a girl. She's a great girl. Like Kelly a lot. She's just the office manager and HR human resource manager. Tom Curtis just called and my call couldn't be answered. Yep, we're blowing up their phones. Gary Bart, his wife, Carla, is running against Terry the Rhino Van Alstyne, the Democrat who runs as Republican. He says, judging from all the unmowed roads in Antrim County, I think the whole department is on vacation. We got the same email. I'm assuming all the other candidates did too. Yes, look at the email. They didn't blind carbon copy. Click on it at the top, Gary. Every candidate in Antrim County got this. You know why? Our volunteer, Lori, put out 100 yard signs in Mancelona and Elba heading into Elmira this past week. Vicky's mailer hit on Monday. Bert Thompson, who's on vacation, sends an email yesterday on Wednesday. Well, Bert Thompson's replacement, who's in charge, him and I have a meeting at 1 o'clock at the Antrim County Road Commission in Mancelona. The Yukon and the sign trailer's all packed up, full of gas. As soon as I hang up this mic, I'm going to be there at 12:43. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
I'm Josh Saul, running for U.S. Congress in the 1st District. We can all agree our government is in desperate need of accountability and a balanced budget. As a retired Army infantryman and a CPA, I'm trained to do both. I'm also a man who was built by this community. Head over to joshsaulforcongress.com to learn more and donate. And on August 6th, make sure you vote for Josh Saul and send our values to Washington, D.C. on a mission to restore our rights. Paid for by Josh Saul for Congress.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Everybody, welcome back to Into the Show, final segment of hour number one. Just to finish up this letter from the Antrim County Road Commission claiming MDOT state laws. Well, they don't know what they're talking about. It's a threat. They're doing it because of Vicky's campaign. Now, I can't prove that because they sent it to every candidate, even her opponents. All the county commissioners, the county sheriffs, every candidate, township supervisors, township clerks, the list is long. Gary, if you click on the header there, they're so stupid, they don't know how to blind carbon copy. They sent it to all of us, every candidate in the county. I know what triggered this. I know exactly what triggered this. Vicky's mailer on Monday. Our volunteer puts out 100 signs in Mancelona all the way up to Charlevoix, over to Elmira. I put out 500 yard signs across the county on the western side, west of Mancelona. You know what's really going to absolutely blow their minds? All three of our county newspapers come out today. Elk Rapids News, the Antrim Review in Bel Air, and the Weekly Choice in Mancelona and Elba. And Vicky's campaign is running a half-page ad, colored, beautiful ad, in all three of the newspapers. It's going to be in all three of the newspapers next Thursday. We're going to chase the absentee ballots. We're going to track who voted, who didn't. Another mailer is going out to specifically those who haven't turned in their ballots yet. In the last 3 weeks, ending August 1st, before the August 6th election, we're running 3 weeks in all three newspapers, again, of the half-page ads. Signs will be going up in people's yards because I'm down to my last 110, and I've reserved those specifically for people who get our mailers and say, I want a campaign sign. The mailers went out on Monday. We've gotten three people that have called and actually talked to Vicky, asking her questions about her resume, her background, and what she wants to do when she becomes clerk. They've all three said they're voting for her. She's converted every single phone call. You want a sign? Let us think about it. Yeah, we probably will. Yeah, you know what? We will. I drive them over after the show. You know what? They are scared to death. Because of her business administration college degree, her minors in finance and accounting, which, by the way, if you go to antrimcounty.org and look up the job responsibilities of Antrim County Clerk, budget and payroll. It was disclosed at one of the county commissioners' meetings. They're moving accounting and payroll out of Cheryl Guy's office, the clerk, and moving it up to Jeremy Scott, this young punk county administrator that they've hired. Pete Garwood retired. They hired Jeremy. Well, they're going to move budget and payroll up to the county administrator. Oh, no, you're not. Carla Bart is going to defeat Terry Van Alstyne. Ray Scola is going to defeat Don LeVanway. Mark Kraft is going to defeat Jason Helwig. And they are going to keep payroll and accounting in Vicky's office for Antrim County Clerk. She's going to be in charge of the budget. She's going to be in charge of payroll. And they don't want my wife to be in charge of that. They don't want her to get elected. The current sheriff is fighting against us. They've actually recruited a woman to run as a Republican against Vicky. And Kevin Hoke, the current sheriff, Terry Van Alstyne and Don LeVanway are all pushing this other candidate. We're making changes, folks. 2 points. Brett Gooding texted and said, Randy, good luck with Rossiter, the prosecutor, prosecuting your charges against those stealing her signs. Well, guess what? We've talked to our election attorney. We're willing to take this all the way to the Supreme Court. I'm going to take this to the Supreme Court. These Michigan election laws take precedent over rules from MDOT and local road commissions. Clayton says, I just called. The lady was really nice and said they sent the letters out to everyone just for a heads up that they will be mowing and maintaining the roadsides. Oh, I know. But what actually triggered it? Bert Thompson's on vacation. His signature's on a letter dated yesterday, and he's not even in the building. He may not even be in the state. Well, I got a meeting with his replacement at 1 o'clock. Continue to make the calls. If you want the text number, I will text it to you. But I know the laws. I know the MDOT rules. I know the road commission rules. They're messing with the wrong people. And I'm doing this for you. Because if they're doing it to us in Antrim, they're doing it to you in Otsego. They're doing it to you in Mount Morenci. They're doing it to you in Presque County. Timothy Jacobs running for county clerk in Mount Morenci, I can guarantee you his signs are at the road commission. And if they only keep them for 7 days, they already threw them away. His hard-earned money is a contract vendor to be a mailman out of his own pocket bought those signs, and they've thrown them away. Well, guess what? You guys have an advocate, and I just happen to have a microphone. And we'll take this. And as far as finding a prosecutor, I'll go to the Attorney General, Dana Nessel, and I'll have her assign one. Rossiter won't prosecute? That's okay. I'll get one from Otsego to do it. Somebody will take this charges. We're going to court. Messing with the wrong campaign, people. Hour number two, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
My name is Todd Spalver. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common sense policies and approaches